From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting the LGBT community presses forward. Thousands turned out for gay pride events across the United States over the weekend, some carrying signs that read, "We stand with Orlando," many carrying posters of the names or faces of the victims who died in last weekend's attack on a gay nightclub in Florida. At the 40th annual Rhode Island Pride Fest, extra police and fire personnel patrolled on foot.
I used to work at Pulse. So I take it as a blessing, and I felt like I needed to support the pride this year.
No serious problems were reported at gay pride events across the country. In his weekly address, President Obama says the investigation into the Orlando shooting is ongoing, but he says the killer became radicalized after taking in extremist information over the internet.
We are and we will keep doing everything in our power to stop these kinds of attacks and to ultimately destroy ISIL.
The president also noting being tough on terrorism means making it harder for people who want to kill Americans to get their hands on assault weapons. Southern California is getting record-breaking heat. The National Weather Service says Burbank and Glendale, just north of downtown Los Angeles, soared past 100 degrees by midday Sunday. Further northwest in the San Fernando Valley, temperatures reached 110 degrees, while in Palm Springs, it was 115. Meanwhile, Phoenix has also broken a hot weather record set nearly 50 years ago on this date, hitting 117 degrees. A woman who became unresponsive while hiking and mountain biking in Phoenix has died. Fire officials say they do believe it was heat-related. This is VOA. Russian President Vladimir Putin called on European leaders Friday to heal ties with his country despite sanctions after meeting with European investors who said they want to expand their businesses there. Speaking at Russia's top economic conference, Putin said top German and French investors expressed interest to invest more in Russia despite the weight of the sanctions, some of which the European Union extended just as Putin was speaking. Tens of thousands of demonstrators gathered on the Japanese island of Okinawa, demanding the U.S. military shut down its bases there following a rash of high-profile incidents involving U.S. service members. Jinshiro Motoyama was among the protesters.
This is not how we want the country to be. We are your friends, your neighbors, but the base, we want base to be gone.
Dissatisfaction with the U.S. military bases on the island has been brewing for some time. Family and friends are gathering in New Jersey to remember the voice singer Christina Grimmie. Many on Friday spoke about what she meant to them, including her childhood friend from kindergarten.
You know, immediately we were just kindred spirits. The most kindred spirits. And like Aunt Tina has always said, the Lord has knit us together.
The 22-year-old Grimmie was shot to death last week as she signed autographs after a show at the Plaza Live in Orlando, Florida. The killing happened the Friday before that mass shooting at the gay nightclub in Orlando. Her family has released a video tribute highlighting her short career. The shooter's motive is still unclear. In Arizona, a large wildfire known as the Cedar Fire was about 40% contained as of this morning. Governor Doug Ducey visited the site on the White Mountain Apache Indian Reservation and thanked firefighters.
I want to also ask all Arizonans to be vigilant this summer during fire season. We're in a very dangerous situation. The folks up here are doing a terrific job in the toughest of circumstances.
Currently, the town of Forestdale is under mandatory evacuation. Actor William Shatner, who played Captain James T. Kirk on the iconic show Star Trek, will appear at Boston Comic Con 2016 in August to mark the 50th anniversary of the hit television series. He'll appear at the convention on August 12th when Fenway Park will host a Star Trek 50th anniversary night. Shatner will also be there to meet with fans. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.